Harper One and Harper Audio present She's Nice Though, Essays on Being Bad at Being Good by Mia Mercado. Read by Natalie Nottis. For anyone who is kinder than they have to be. And whoever figured out how to make sparkling water taste like that. Part 1. Nice for what? Nice for what? I've never needed to be reminded to play nice. It is at the core of who I am and who I think I'm expected to be. I keep extra gum in my coat pockets. I've loaned out more hair ties than I'd ever be able to count. I've always assumed kindness, generosity, politeness, and goodness are one and the same. But now, I'm not so sure. I've been trying to figure out why I think my niceness is presumed. Does it have to do with the fact that I'm Asian? A woman? The fact I'm an Asian woman and in turn so demure, so gentle, very porcelain doll? Is it because I'm from the Midwest, and were I to be mugged, I'd probably apologize for not having enough cash on hand? Does it have to do with how quiet I am, how small a space I feel I should take up, my instinct to fold inward and make myself the tiniest, innermost Russian nesting doll? What is it about my vibe that makes strangers trust me to watch their stuff while they go pee? And at the center of it all, am I actually nice? Or am I just performing a role I think I'm expected to play? Who is benefiting from my niceness? It's hard not to be jaded by the fact that I often feel like my kindness is expected, where others is lauded. No one is shocked that I'm comfortable holding their baby. No one is surprised when I wait my turn, hold the door, remember to say thank you and sorry, and no, please, you should have the last piece. Most people describe my husband, Riley, as a nice person. He is tall, a man, white, handsome in a way that is approachable, funny in a way that makes you want to listen, and he has whatever Myers-Briggs type is most like a golden retriever. He makes friends easily, often, and in pretty much any environment. Once, a work acquaintance thought I didn't like them because I didn't laugh hard enough at a joke they made. I only know this because they confided this to Riley, a person they had known for 1 hour. I'm sure it sounds like I'm resentful of the way people celebrate my husband for, say, picking up a piece of trash on the sidewalk or standing next to a toddler particularly well. That's only because I am. I'm mad that his nice points go further than mine. I also know that maybe genuinely nice people don't keep track of their good deeds with, say, nice points. I used to worry the only discernible thing about me was my agreeability. In lieu of developing a personality, I established myself as someone who wouldn't challenge, question, or nudge even in the slightest. What are my thoughts on Walden or transcendentalism as a whole? Whatever yours are, Mrs. Teacher. Do I like Good Charlotte's music? Sure, she sounds nice. In hindsight, I think I've had entire friendships where I just nodded a lot and gave them someone to walk with around Kohl's department store. I've spent so long with a label that reads nice plastered across my forehead, occasionally pressing down at the corners to make sure it sticks, that I've rarely stopped to wonder who put the label there in the first place. Only recently have I started to pick at the edges or think about what I'd look like with a label that says bold or fun or double-jointed. Only now, after having been alive for 3 decades, am I asking questions like, is it unkind to disagree with someone? Can I be angry and nice at the same time? I'm not known for my anger. If anything, I default to annoyed. When people cut me off in traffic, I get nervous before I get mad. Would a mouse give the finger to a rat trap on wheels? I did get a taste of rage when I started taking Wellbutrin, sometimes known as the hot, horny antidepressant. Though it's unsettling to know that a couple of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?